I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen, and she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans. I asked her, what's a woman?
Andrew, welcome back. Thank you for holding on through the break. So we've addressed the credit check reference. Someone's checking his credit. He needs to find out who and get that resolved, because that's illegal to check someone's credit without permission. The second part of his question was about being self-employed, and I guess I didn't understand the rest of what that was.
But yeah, Andrew, that's true. I'm self-employed, and I want to refinance my house. And by the way, I didn't tell you, but I had an identity theft in the past, so you know I'm scared about everything.
As far as the credit checks also, and especially if you've had identity theft in the past, you can contact the credit bureaus and put a statement on your credit bureau that says that any creditor must verify your identity and verify that you were the one that actually applied for the credit. And you can put your phone number on that statement with the credit bureaus, and what that will require everyone to do is if they have to independently call the number that you put on your credit bureau, make sure that you're the one that actually applied for the credit before they can do anything. If you don't comply with that, there are definitely some federal regulations that would get somebody in big trouble.
That's great information.
Yep. As far as being self-employed, it is more difficult now than it was before. Before, it was you could qualify off of your credit score and your equity. If we go way back before things turned for the bad, going back to 06 and 07, now everything, we do have to verify the ability to repay the loan. So we're looking at your tax returns, and we're working off of the net income that you report from your self-employment. And so for what's typical for most self-employed people is that you might have expenses that you've deducted off of your gross income on your tax returns. It makes your bottom line look a little bit lower than it might have been otherwise. But the way the underwriters are looking at it and the way the banks are looking at it is if you're telling the IRS you only make a certain amount of money and that's what you're paying taxes on, then that's what they have to look at as far as the qualifying. So we see a lot of self-employed people actually use cosigners. They'll have, you'll have a self-employed person and then they have their parents still co-signing. So it used to be your parents co-signed when you were in college or just out of college. Now we see it all the time in exactly that situation. So that's one option.
Does that answer your question, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm a bit older, so it's a little difficult to have any kind of parent doing anything for me now.
Yeah, or anybody, any
yeah,
you
but,
know.
But
anybody.
I'm open to being adopted if you know anybody.
Romy, you're looking, right?
Four's enough for us. I think we're tapped out there. That's funny. Okay, so for Andrew, what's the best route he can take? Just make sure he's reporting everything, he's being honest with his taxes, and that's what y'all can look at when you're doing your loans. I mean, if
yes, we are. Well, certainly we're not encouraging anybody to cheat on their taxes, but it is important to know that on the qualifying end of it, what is being looked at is the net income. There are certain write-offs and certain expenses that can be added back that do not have to be counted against you, but there's only a couple of those.
Let's see if we can sneak in Dory real quick here before we wrap up the program from Tucson. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm looking for some advice as to how I can do this and if the way I would like to do it. I'm 83 years old, so I don't have a huge income. I don't have a lot of ready cash, but I do have investments, which I would be able to cash in. I own a home. I would like to sell it. I would like to buy a new home, I really don't want to sell my house before I would apply or buy a new home. How can I do the financing in this issue or this way?
There might be a couple of options. We'd have to look and see. We'd have to look at your income to see if it would support both houses. If your income does support both houses, then we just have to sort out the down payment part of it. There are some low down payment programs that, you know, if we need to, if we need a lower down payment until you sell your current home, it can kind of, with a low down payment program, it kind of bridges that gap for you. So that might be one option. Another option might be a reverse mortgage. And so then that we'd have to go into a lot more detail and talk about the pros and cons of reverse mortgage. But with a reverse mortgage, there is not the income qualifying that you're concerned about. And so that might be something to explore also.
We appreciate the call. It sounds like that particular case, she's going to need a lot more time on the phone with
yes.
you. How would she get a hold of Galaxy Lending?
602-595-1233 or galaxylendinggroup.com.
Harold, always a pleasure. We appreciate your time and coming down here, helping educate our homeowners and protecting them. I think the key we learned from today is get a second opinion on your rate.
Always get a second opinion with anything you do. Get a quote. Get another quote.
Thank you, Harold. Y'all have a great Arizona Saturday weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you back here next Saturday morning.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.